Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels, allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Four o'clock. Old School Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
What's happening?
We'll push some folks back. We haven't moved the show around again. I spent 13 hours on the show, and I got to rip it all up.
Hey, 13 hours? That sounds like a game plan.
Yeah, man. That's really what it was. But that's okay. You guys know the deal. 402-464-5685. You can text in or call in to the Honda Lincoln Hotline. You can text in the Sartor Hammond text line. You can follow us on the live video stream Sartor Hammond provides. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch have added. Again, you know the deal. Hit us with a "What's up, DP? What's up, Jay? What's up, Nick?" We'll respond to that. If you're just gonna yell at me from down the street, not gonna call my name, I'm not gonna acknowledge you. I'm a grown up, so say "What's up, DP?" and then we'll get to it. Jay Foreman, you okay today?
I'm good.
You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
I was worried about you. Look, man, a couple of things. We got to talk. I heard that you got ejected from a ball game this weekend, man. Let's talk this through. You got ejected. What happened?
I had to do it once. I've been coaching since second grade, so I wanted to see what it felt like.
Okay, it was on purpose?
Yeah.
You said, "Watch this, I'm going to get thrown out."
You know what I mean? No, it was all good. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Okay, things to know. Things to know. And then, correct me if I'm wrong. I have NFL Sunday Ticket.
Oh, my gosh. That hurt me, man. I couldn't not believe my Buffalo Bills went down there and embarrassed themselves like this. I mean, that was ridiculous. I know Jacksonville is kind of like the armpit of Florida. It's the beginning of all the things outside of the major cities that you see on TMZ, and they have the thing about only in Florida. You know, Jacksonville is probably where it starts. But I know there's some entertainment or something down there, so I wonder if them Buffalo Bills went down there and missed curfew and was out too late because they played like they had a hangover.
And it was an early game. Well, they might have went to Urban Spot.
Hey, Urban did the thing where they had the limos waiting for him and stuff, man. I don't know what. I mean, but, you know, to be honest with you, Jacksonville had been playing better. I'm not making excuses. I mean, still, regardless, Jacksonville hadn't been playing good enough to beat Buffalo.
That was a stinker.
But Jacksonville had been playing better. You know, they kind of got their winning feeling, and then, you know, Buffalo couldn't get out of – they couldn't get out of neutral, man. That was just so bad. You were just kind of – I was just waiting like, all right, you know, after first quarter, cool. You know, the second quarter, they're going to get started. You're in the middle of third quarter, I was like, this game is over. This is just an ugly loss. And I guarantee you that flight home was just dead silent because everybody's, you know, the regret for – I'm assuming it's about a 3-hour flight back to the B-low is not good. And then to watch it, you know, they got to watch tape on Monday.
Yeah.
Especially an offense that was scoring. You know, defense can kind of puff their chest out a little bit. You only gave up 9 points. What else can you really do in the NFL if you're 17 and below? You're probably one of the top 5 in the league.
Right.
6 points. I mean, that's horrible.
Bruh.
I mean, it's like
– like, that became my game of the day. So of course, you know, first of all, so you know me. You know me right. Well enough to know that the game that was on the big screen
– was the Dallas.
Was getting, just that mud hole getting stomped in the Cowboys. Like, I was throwing popcorn in the air like it was New Year's Eve. Like, it was –
when they were up 30-0.
It was 30-0. Like, I just ran through the house.
Those are two of the worst. And they were the two of the, you know, not, the, you know, obviously you got the Bucks and everybody else, but the two hottest teams in each, you know,
got
conference
handled.
Just got obliterated. And the Broncos are better. They got a top three defense. So, you know, you could expect a little bit of resistance. But to be down 30-0 with Teddy Bridgewater, which I love Teddy Bridgewater, and Denver's offense, the week that they traded their best defensive player and they are digging in off of you like that,
whoop. Like, I was running.
So that lets me know them brothers from Dallas was down at Jerry's World.
Yep.
Hanging out.
Yeah, you know, and I'm running through the house like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. Like, I'm just screaming. Ah!
You just were waiting for him to go on a run, and it was like, let's just let him score a little bit. Whew. But I think the Buffalo game was worse considering – it was Jacksonville. Now, Jacksonville has a ton of talent. If you look at their roster, there's still all those first-round picks from prior, and the new, you know, they have Josh Allen on there, and they got some young talent. But, you know, Buffalo had, I mean, been playing well, been playing pretty consistent, and they just looked horrible. The only thing that could stop Buffalo from being really a Super Bowl contender is a lack of a true running game. Because just say you go on the road, you're playing in windy conditions, or it's cold and rainy, or snow, or whatever it could be, or you're just having an off day, and you just can't come out and think you're going to sling it all over the place. So, look, Kansas City Chiefs are learning that right now as well. But they won their game. Buffalo has the most embarrassing loss.
Here's your new. You looking at your phone the same as I am. So Scott Frost announced the Huskers have parted ways with four assistants effective immediately.
What?
Immediately. This is from Steve Sipple.
What? You hold on. You got the hold on. You making this announcement? You got me on the radio,
bro.
Hold on. We got to hold pause a little bit.
Like, he got to go check in, right? Come here, Jay.
so he can read
and deal with stuff.
Right. Turn that damn camera off, man.
Yeah, I
gotta read this.
It literally just came across the news.
Hold on, let me read this, man. This is
I removed it. We're good.
Okay. So
It's off.
The quote says that offense coordinator
Connor,
and wide receiver.
Look at Connor. Look at him. He reading it like you know.
Right, like your mom.
When I used to bring home a bad report card and they have the little comments on there. And my dad used to either take his glasses down or he put his eyebrows like this. Mm-hmm. Look at him.
Yeah.
And you got Mars Blackman over there co-signing.
I got you over here going, okay. Lubick, Austin, Held, and Verduzco. Immediately.
Listen here, man. I can't. I'm never really lost for words. I don't have a comment. I am flabbergasted right now.
I'm surprised. Day is drinking.
We might need to go to early break. What is it, 15? We're going. We gotta go.
We
break
go it. 15.
We might got to go 13.
We got
a minute and 44 seconds. I gotta go compose myself.
Go compose yourself. I'll get us through this segment. Go ahead. I could do some stuff that you can't do. Yeah, I can do some stuff that you can't do. Right. So that news that the Huskers have parted ways with Lubick, Held, Austin, and Verduzco. Four offensive assistant coaches, and it's done. It's done, which leads us to more questions because we will now have more questions. Who's recruiting? Who is going to get us ready for Wisconsin, right? What that means for the players in those rooms? Because all the players in those rooms are now looking for leadership and looking for direction. Right? So, all of that in play. Nick?
Yes, sir.
Rico, buckle up. Put your hat on. Jay. Mm-hmm. Jake Sorensen. Come here. Because this is from your mans.
Yeah.
This is from your boy. All right. So let's bring in Jake Sorensen, who's hanging out. Your immediate reaction to the news, sir?
Well, that's a lot to take in right now. Four guys gone. Ryan Held, Mario Verduzco, Greg Austin, Matt Lubick. Your question becomes, who's coaching the team next week?
That was literally what I just said to Nick. How do you prepare for Wisconsin? Remember, the young people are still involved, right? Because you got a team that you've got that you're beholden to and accountable to, and a lot of those things are in play. They said immediately.
Yeah, this is over. Like now, they're done. So you got a bye week to try to prepare somebody. I guess your backup coach is now at four spots. Sean Becton remains, by the way. If you didn't see that, Sean Becton is the only offensive staff member to remain following this news. Who I think we all can agree is a guy we like. Mm-hmm. Sean Becton has done a great job. I mean, obviously, we want Austin Allen to get the ball more in Vokolek and Thomas Fedoni.
I'm trying to get I mean, that's real. Like,
yeah,
this is a space that you're in, and being around it makes it a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you caught one-on-one, but I asked the question before. Uh-huh. What's in the job description and what's the focus? Right? So here we are.
Uh-huh.
What's – like, you now have to replace it, and you still haven't defined what it is that it needs to be.
Well,
like
when does that description come out? Like, is that now?
It should be. Like,
is it something we know – today? Is that something we know by the end of the Iowa game?
Yeah, we don't know what it is. We know what it's not, but we don't know what it is. So, Scott Frost gets a pat on the back.
Yep.
And four assistants are out of a job on a bye week, and you now have – and you remember, folks are out recruiting.
Well, here's the fear I have, and this might be a pessimistic thought, but I just want to put this out there. I mean, you've got a defensive staff that does not know how long this is going to go for. You have a restructured contract, and the defensive staff is safe, but do they want to come back next year? These guys might be sought after by other schools or the NFL. I mean, Eric Shenander right now, his stock's pretty high, is it not? Mm-hmm. Does he want to come back next year and be here? At a place that he's not sure they're going to get retained after this next season? Or does he say, well, you know what? Maybe I could get a head coaching job somewhere after what I did this year.
Well, and to that point,
that's the concern I have.
If you remember last year, obviously Jaden Francois is not here anymore, but right before he signed, there were murmurs of Travis Fisher being in touch with SEC schools.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Right?
Georgia. And so
the number one team in the country.
He's been discussed, and this was one of the secondary. The secondary was one of the most experienced positions. It's one of the better positions on this defense. And you just want, yeah, very good point, Jake.
That's the fear I have, is that, yeah, okay, this is one thing that, okay, yeah, your plan is to bring back all the defensive staff members, but who knows if they want to be back for this next year. They carried the load this year. The team's going to be 3-9 or 4-8 or 5-7 at best. Why would they come back?
I'm also asking, what about the people who could come back next year?
Mm-hmm.
Do they come back?
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. Is that I don't.
What about the players?
Oh, the players. Yeah, I know.
What about the players?
Well, you have to ask, how much do these players now? If you're an offense, think about, okay, Thomas Fedoni, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, you keep Sean Becton, but is that enough to keep him around? That's your position coach. But who knows what the offense is now next year? You're changing things up,
who's
right?
Who's going to throw the ball?
Who's going
to run the offense? Who's going to make decisions?
At what point do we know who the replacements are? How soon does that happen? I know the season is over for a lot of teams at the end of November, and you might see some guys come in right away. Or maybe you see guys that you wait until January when the bowl games are over. It's a very tough situation to recruit. How do you recruit right now? You've just lost
like you
four
just
assistant
sent people
coaches.
Out to recruit. You just send people out to recruit. And, hey, oh, by the way, we cool. Like, don't show up. And then you have players who have their futures in the hands of people, and they do not know who those people are. Right?
It's a very weird time.
So
it's been a very weird day.
Yeah.
We can all agree on that, right? From 8 a.m. from the start of the day till right now, it's just been like, well, what else is next?
And
what's next?
And remember, Wisconsin's waiting for you.
Yeah. Well, Your season's over right now.
You can't still go to a bowl game. No, but here's the thing. You can't fake it against Wisconsin.
Nope.
That is a fat neck, hands on, throw each other around sort of ball game. So if you can't go into it halfway.
Well,
Iowa on Black Friday, look, they're going to be playing for something, and guess what? An opportunity to beat up on Nebraska is going to be at the top of their list.
And Nebraska has played very good football this year. They have not won a lot of games, but they've been all in all of them. At this point, do you question if they're going to be in it the next two weeks? All right, I'm passing back off to Jay.
Yeah, Jay. No, I don't know what to expect. So let's do this. I'm perfectly okay with this. Let's throw it to break early, and then we'll reload. We'll get information, and we will reload, and we will discuss today's news because it keeps on happening.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.